It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Albert Almora Jr. tripled home the go-ahead run in the top of the 12th inning on Tuesday night as the Reds beat the Diamondbacks in Phoenix, final score 5-3. Jonathan India singled home Almora with the Reds' fifth run of that inning. This game was scoreless until the 10th when both teams finally crossed the plate. Both teams scored twice in the 11th. The D-backs' runs came on back-to-back wild pitches. Before the drama of extra innings, though, the story of this game was Reds starter Tyler Malley. The right-hander pitched 9 shutout innings, giving up just 3 hits. He didn't walk a batter, and he struck out 12. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Ed. Cowboy, this is about as wild of a ball game as you could ask for, especially one that was scoreless for as long as it was. But how about the effort of Tyler Malley tonight?
Yeah, I think that's the best I've ever seen him pitch. I thought Malley was on his game from the first inning on, and that's always a concern with Malley, seeing how he starts the ball game. But he was very aggressive, had tremendous location with his fastball, and to be honest with you, he should have won this ball game in the ninth inning.
Yeah, it was one of those ball games where the Reds had opportunities in the ninth inning, had a great opportunity in the ninth inning, just couldn't get it done. But in the end, they do persevere, and this would have been a heartbreaker to lose.
Yeah, I think they'd continued to fight. Things didn't quite. I mean, you hit into 3 double plays. I mean, this has kind of been the double play road trip. But these guys just don't lay down. I mean, they kept fighting. They kept pushing. You know, even though you score a run, you give up a run, you score 2, you give up 2, they finally were able to hold the fort there in the 12th.
Reds winners over the Diamondbacks. Again, final score 5-3. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Reds beat the D-backs in 12 innings on Tuesday night, 5-3, and now to the highlights. Both starting pitchers, Zach Davies for Arizona and Tyler Malley for Cincinnati, were on their games. Davies hit Jonathan India with a pitch leading off the game, but after a strikeout, he got a double play to get out of the inning. He gave up a 1-out double in the 3rd, but again, kept the Reds off the board. The Reds had a chance in the 5th with 1-out. Nixon Zell and Mike Moustakas both singled, but Davies got a line-out and a strikeout to end that threat. He gave up a 2-out single to Tommy Pham in the 6th, but he was stranded. Tyler Malley retired the first 11 batters he faced with 5 strikeouts until Ketel Marte doubled in the 4th. He then pitched a 1-2-3 fifth inning. He struck out Alec Thomas to begin the 6th. Geraldo Perdomo then singled to left. Malley then struck out Dalton Varsho and ended the inning against Josh Rojas.
Here's Malley's 3-2 pitch. Runner goes. Strike 3 called. Got him looking.
He just threw his bat down on the ground.
Fastball right on the outside corner at the knees to lock up Rojas and close the curtain on the 6th.
Kyle Farmer led off the top of the 7th with a single to left. After Nick Senzel flew out, Mike Moustakas was at the plate, and it looked like the Reds were finally going to get on the board.
The 0-2. Now this one hammered to deep center field. Thomas on the run. He's not going to. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. I thought he had it. It hit off of his glove. They're going to wave Farmer to the house. Here's the throw to the plate, and he is out at home. Oh, boy. Now Farmer had to hold up momentarily because Thomas looked like he was going to catch the ball. And as he impacted the wall, the ball tipped out of his glove. It caromed back towards the field of play, But Varsho was there. If Varsho's not backing up, the Reds are leading 1-0. And that little bit of hesitation because Farmer had to hold up cost him at the plate.
Tyler Malley pitched a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh with two more strikeouts. Noe Ramirez replaced Zach Davies in the eighth. With one out, he hit Jonathan India with a pitch, but the Reds couldn't get India home. Tyler Malley came back out for the bottom of the eighth. He got Pavin Smith to ground out. He struck out Carson Kelly looking, then ended the inning against Alec Thomas.
Malley delivers. Strike three called. Got him looking. Fastball over the inside corner. 12 punch-outs for Tyler Malley over 8 shutout innings. He matches his career high, and we are still scoreless.
Joe Manaply pitched the top of the ninth for Arizona. He gave up back-to-back hits to Joey Votto and Kyle Farmer to begin the inning. At that point, David Bell decided not to move the runners up with a sack bunt. He allowed Nick Senzel to swing away, and Senzel grounded into a 6-4-3 double play. Mike Moustakas then grounded out to end the threat. Malley came back out to pitch the bottom of the ninth. With one out, Varsho reached on an infield single. Malley then got a fly ball for out number 2. Marte popped up to Votto to end the inning, and Tyler's night was over. And what a night it was. 9 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, 12 strikeouts, 119 pitches, 83-4 strikes. So we go to the 10th. Mark Melancon on the mound for Arizona. Mike Moustakas was the ghost runner on second base. Albert Almora Jr. led off and hit a ground ball to second base, moving Moustakas to third. At that point, Matt Reynolds came in to run for Moustakas at third base. T.J. Friedl pinched hit for Aramis Garcia, and he delivered the go-ahead run.
On the ground, down the right field line. That's a base hit, and it should be more. Friedl rounds first. He's heading on to second, and he will stop at second base. That's a double, and the Reds have scored the first run of the ball game. It is 1-0 Reds.
How about T.J. Friedl? Pinch hit double right down the first baseline. J.R. House was wanting him to go on to third. He probably would have made it, but he slammed on the brakes around second base.
Alexis Diaz came on to pitch the bottom of the 10th. Ketel Marte was the runner on second base. Christian Walker grounded out to shortstop, but Marte moved up to third. David Peralta was next up.
The 0-1. Rip down the right field line. That is headed to the wall, and it'll go all the way there. We are tied at 1. On to second is Peralta. He's heading for 3, and he's going to make it. Oh, boy. A triple for David Peralta. He drives home the ghost runner in Ketel Marte, and he represents the winning run with 1 out, and he stands at third base.
So we go to the 11th inning. Brandon Drury was the ghost runner at second, and Ian Kennedy was the new pitcher for Arizona. Tommy Pham was first up, and he singled to center, moving Drury to third base. Pham then stole second base. Joey Votto was called out on strikes for the first out. That brought up Kyle Farmer.
The 1-1. And it's ripped into left field, base hit, 1-run home Drury. Here comes Pham to the plate. The throw from Peralta cut off, and the Reds lead it by 2. Kyle Farmer with his 3rd hit of the night drives home 2 and gives the Reds a 3-1 lead in the 11th.
Luis Sessa came out of the Reds' bullpen to pitch the bottom of the 11th. Jake McCarthy was the runner at second base. Alec Thomas was first up. He singled on a ball right back at Sessa. So first and third with no outs, Jordan Luplo popped up to Votto for out number 1. Sessa then struck out Varsho for the second out. But then, with Josh Rojas at the plate, this happened. Not once, but twice.
He sets ready, and the 2-2 pitch. Runner goes, and the pitch is down and in. It gets away from Oki. Runner coming home, and Sessa dropped the ball. The ball rolls away, and around to third base goes Thomas. If Sessa catches the feed from Oki, then McCarthy is out at the plate. Oki again through the signs. Sessa sets, and the right-hander's home with a 3-2 pitch. In the dirt, it gets away from Oki, kicking off to the left, and the Diamondbacks tie it. I mean, Sessa spiked the slider way low and inside. It wasn't close. Oki tried to block it. It kicked away from him over toward the Diamondbacks on-deck circle. to score, Alec Thomas.
We go to the 12th inning. Matt Reynolds was the ghost runner for Cincinnati. Albert Almora Jr. was first up.
Well, Almora Jr. with a hit can put the Reds back up, and there's a drive down the right field line, and that's heading into the corner. Almora rounds first. He's heading for second. He should get three. That's where he's headed, and he will be in there perfectly on a slide, a triple for Almora, and the Reds have now taken a 4-3 lead. The third consecutive inning that the Reds have taken a lead, and hopefully in the bottom of this inning, they don't give it back.
After Chris Oakey grounded out, Jonathan India got the Reds a big insurance run.
The pitch. There's a drive into left field, a base hit for India. His first hit back. It will score a run, and it is now a 5-3 Reds lead. The second consecutive time they have led by two runs here in extra innings.
Joel Kuhnel came out to pitch the bottom of the 12th. He got three ground balls, and the game was over. Reds win it 5-3. Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 5 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors, 10 left on base. For the D-backs, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They stranded 6. Sessa, the winner, 3-1. Poppin, the loser, 1-1. Kuhnel picks up his first save. 3 hours and 41 minutes, 15,081 on hand at Chase Field in downtown Phoenix. Wednesday afternoon, it's the finale of this three-game series for Cincinnati. Right-hander Luis Castillo goes to the mound. He is 2-4 with a 3.23 ERA. Right-hander Zach Gallen pitches for the D-backs. He's 4-2, his ERA 2.95. We're on the air with the pregame show at 3:10. First pitch is scheduled for 3:40. And once again, the final score in 12 innings on Tuesday night, the Reds beat the D-backs 5-3. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.